3.1 FM and 980 AM WPFP Park Falls. This is Trail Mix 103.1.
This is the Title Town Report, presented by the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board, executing its game plan to not only support soybean farmers, but all of Wisconsin. Learn more at wisoybean.org.
The Packers opened their practice week on Wednesday with a number of key players sidelined. I'm Bill Scott. Malik Willis and Sean Clifford took snaps at quarterback, while the extent of Jordan Love's work came on an exercise bike. Matt LaFleur said they'll give Love the week. Love was asked if he could play in such a big game without practicing.
Obviously, not practicing during the week is not the ideal format for trying to play a game, but like I said, things happen, so that's a scenario. You know, I know I'll be fine, but definitely it's not the ideal scenario for going into a big week.
Is the groin injury doing any better?
Yeah, I've made progress. It's definitely feeling better. You know, I think every day there'll be some improvements to it, but definitely feels better than it did on Sunday.
Among the others that didn't practice, Jair Alexander and Evan Williams may have the longest odds to play on Sunday. I'll have more after this.
Thanks to Soy Checkoff Investments, the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board is huddling up and going deep with innovative products that help to protect Wisconsinites' blindside. Products like PFAS-free soy foam help to keep the brave men and women who fight fire safe while also protecting the communities they serve. Soy-based tires are like cleats for the road, keeping drivers on the road while removing harmful petroleum from the tires. The Checkoff's vision puts Wisconsin farmers in position to play the long game and grow markets and build demand for soybeans right here on our home turf. From every corner of the field, the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board knows how to execute a game plan to fuel Wisconsin's economy, communities, environment, and farms. To learn more about the innovative products coming from Soybean Farmers Investments, visit wisoybean.org. That's wisoybean.org.
Packers rookie Edgerrin Cooper was named the NFC's defensive player this week.
Yeah, it means something to me. But how I look at it is just, if I'm doing my job right, all that stuff going to come. You know, just focus on doing what I got to do. Go out there, don't make no errors, and just go out there and make plays, and all that stuff comes towards you.
I'm Bill Scott. I love Bourne, the Packers and Lions from Titletown tomorrow on the Wisconsin Radio Network.
Trail Mix 103.1. 93.1 FM.
This is an important announcement for Wisconsinites who plan to vote in the November 2024 election. Leading nonpartisan economists have analyzed the economic plans of Donald Trump and concluded that he would cause inflation to rise and the economy to slow. And 16 Nobel Prize-winning economists wrote a letter warning that Donald Trump would reignite inflation with his fiscally irresponsible budgets. Donald Trump's tariff plan would act as a national sales tax, costing the average family as much as $4,000 per year. But Vice President Kamala Harris's plan would help middle-class families deal with rising costs. In her first 100 days, Kamala Harris would pass a ban on price gouging at the grocery store. And as vice president, she worked to cap the cost of many prescription drugs, including insulin, saving many families thousands of dollars per year. On the economy, the choice is clear. Vote Kamala Harris for president. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together Action, www.abwt-action.org. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
At Forward Insurance, you will always have a local agent in your corner because it's not just about a policy. As your local agent, they are your neighbor and the first to respond when you need them the most. They get involved in the community and they always take time to find the best options to protect your family or business. Visit one of your trusted hometown local agents at 177 4th Avenue in Park Falls or Highway 13 in Phillips. Forward Insurance, always moving forward together.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
It is going to be windy with heavy rain and a little snow mixing in by late today. We could end up with an inch, maybe more, of slushy snow by the time this all ends. Temperatures are going to drop, too, into the low 30s by late this afternoon. Most of the wind and snow and rain should end for the ghosts and goblins, but it will be chilly with trick-or-treat temps in the upper 20s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 38.
Still committments while I'm thinking of.
103.1.
Welcome to Mix 103.1.
In a western town, a dead end world.
like a long walk through the woods on a sunny day. This is Trail Mix 103.1. FM.
It's quiz time. Here's your first question. Which senator joined the extreme left in Washington, D.C. to send COVID relief checks to prisoners, including the Boston Marathon bomber? Answer, Tammy Baldwin. Who backed puberty blockers and sex change surgeries for minor children in Wisconsin? Once again, Tammy Baldwin. Next question. Which senator even supported castration and mastectomies for minors? Time's up. It does sound crazy. But that was Tammy Baldwin again. Over and over, Baldwin has sided with the extreme left in D.C. Baldwin is for they-them, not you. And now for our final answer. It's time to replace Tammy Baldwin. Senate Leadership Fund paid for and is responsible for the content of this advertising. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. www.senateleadershipfund.org.
Find all of your household tools, supplies, paint, windows, shingles, and more at your do-it-best store, Phillips Lumber and Hardware.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
It is going to be windy with heavy rain and a little snow mixing in by late today. We could end up with an inch, maybe more, of slushy snow by the time this all ends. Temperatures are going to drop too into the low 30s by late this afternoon. Most of the wind and snow and rain should end for the ghosts and goblins, but it will be chilly with trick-or-treat temps in the upper 20s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 38.
Rah, rah. Roma, Roma, ma, ga, ga, ooh, la, la, what's your bad romance? Roma, Roma, ma, ga, ga.